UMD campus. It's the final for the year Pet Away Worries and Stress event. Volunteers from Animal Allies, Humane Societies, and various volunteers with trained therapy dogs show up and give the students an opportunity to de-stress, as they do once a month, with the opportunity to hang out with cats and dogs and hedgehogs. But a couple of times a year, there's a wonderful event that happens right along with PAWS. It's Habitattitude. And Doug Jensen with Minnesota Sea Grant joins us this morning to tell us a little bit more. Hey, Doug, good morning.
Good morning.
So I love the story. I don't know why I love that. I shouldn't love the story. It's not a lovable story. I am amused by the story, even though I know it's wrong, that at one point students were turning their goldfish loose here on campus, and we ended up with a pond full of goldfish.
That's right. About the time that we were launching the Habitattitude, which is a nationwide education program to educate consumers not to release unwanted fish and aquatic plants in the environment, we discovered, actually, facilities management discovered that there were goldfish and koi plus other fish in Rock Pond. And they didn't want to have fish in Rock Pond because it's a stormwater management pond that then flows into Tisha Creek, which is a designated trout stream. And the problem with the koi and the goldfish is they make the water more turbid. They stir it up when they're feeding, and when they do that, that makes the water darker and the dissolved oxygen concentration go down, which is not compatible with a designated trout stream because, of course, trout like clean, clear water. So, yeah, we had a major issue there.
Just off the top of my head, I'm not imagining it was ideal for the goldfish either.
Not ideal for them as well, yeah. So we took pretty drastic measures. We drained down the pond, we captured all the fish, and we were able to be successful in eradicating. So it was sort of one of those good news, bad news sorts of things where people did release them into a system that we could do something about, but if they had been released to Lake Superior or to Island Lake or some of our area lakes, there had been virtually nothing we could have done about it.
Well, one of the things it seems is that is important to let people know is that when they have a pet that they cannot care for any longer, you don't just turn it loose.
That's
speaking for horses, cattle, sheep, dogs, cats, fish, turtles. You don't just turn it loose. So how does the Habitattitude program work today?
Well, the Habitattitude program works is that we've formed some network collaboratives. So we formed in the Duluth area with Animal Allies and World of Fish and the Great Lakes Aquarium and Hartley Nature Center, a collaborative where we, and the PAWS group at UMD, we formed these different networks to allow people to bring in unwanted reptiles, fish, and aquatic plants. We know that education alone isn't the answer, isn't the full answer to prevent the spread into our lakes and rivers. And so this provides an opportunity to think differently, try to rehome, and it's a win-win-win for everybody.
And you can also bring in, I gave you a really hard time about this last year, you can also bring in aquarium plants. Now, last year, Ryan Huffmeyer was a guest on the show, and KUMD broke the story that at that time the plants were being humanely euthanized. I'm pleased to say that story and KUMD's cutting-edge journalism has resulted in a change. Now the aquarium plants can also be rehomed.
Yes, aquarium plants can definitely be rehomed. We'll work to try to either resell them or rehome them to some aquarium or water garden owner.
After careful vetting to make sure that they will indeed provide a proper home, I trust.
You bet.
Doug, what do you find about, when you go to these events and you see the huge crowd of students that come every single month for the Pet Away Worries and Stress event, and then the students that come with fish or reptiles and amphibians, what does this tell you about the need for UMD students to have pets, to have animals around them?
Oh, it's just a wonderful event to see the students there, relax with the pets and enjoy their friendship while they're there. And it's just a wonderful event for students to enjoy.
And so they want to have pets at home with them in their dorm rooms, perhaps, and yet it can get a little bit tricky at the end of the year because, of course, students are at a really fluid point in their lives where they're moving and things are changing so rapidly.
Yeah, we found that there's really two times per year that pet owners in general are faced with a dilemma of having pets. They may not completely thought through their lifestyle and, you know, where they're at in their period of life, and then they're faced with what to do with something that's unwanted. And they want to do the right thing. They don't want to necessarily, you know, release it in the environment, but that's the only option. And so at the end of the school year and also in the fall is that are the two times in which people are thinking about of getting rid of those types of pets and plants. And so we've seen a really good response from the communities, both here in Duluth and also down in the Twin Cities with our Habitat Attitude collaborative networks.
Well, Doug, thank you so very much for joining us this morning, and have an absolutely wonderful event this afternoon.
All right. Thank you very much.
Doug Jensen this morning, our guest on 103.3 KUMD. Petaway Stress and the Habitat Attitude event taking place on the UMD campus today up at the Kirby Student Center between 11 and 1.